EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
In a box.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Oh, no tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
You're staying. This isn't a democracy anymore.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of EMZT Radio. I am not Bane Hellborn. She is sick. It's the infamous MJ here, and this week it's going to be quite interesting. I have to do the whole entire show by myself. But we are back after taking a couple weeks off, thanks to Labor Day and other various natural disasters, of course. Just sending out our thoughts to everybody affected by Harvey and Irma. And that's one of the main reasons why we didn't have a podcast last week. Because Irma waited so late in the week to make up her mind where she wanted to go. I, of course, live in South Carolina. So, obviously, when you hear hurricane and Caribbean and Atlantic Ocean hurricane, you know you got to start paying attention. Thankfully, though, it looks like Maria's not going to be much of a threat, so we are going to be good for a while. Well, we come on the air with some really just, I don't know, bad news. I mean, it's been a bad, bad week. Back on Friday, as a matter of fact, started a whole bunch of just garbage. Get a couple more deaths to talk about this week. A World War II veteran. And, of course, one of the greatest character actors of all time, Harry Dean Stanton, died back on Friday. If you don't know his roles were just amazing. As far as horror goes, he was in Death Watch. He was in Christine. Of course, he's had a great line in Christine. It's like, I'm selling this piece of shit, and I'm buying me a condo. He was an Alien, Escape from New York, Twin Peaks, you can name it. He was also in a couple of the other movies he was in, Godfather Part 2, Paris, Texas, Red Dawn, Pretty in Pink, The Last Temptation of Christ, Down Periscope, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, The Green Mile. The list just goes on and on with what he did in the entertainment world, and he is going to be sorely, sorely missed here coming up. And again, our thoughts are with his family. He was 91 years old when he passed away. And the other one, the other death is not really a horror, quote-unquote, related death. But if you're like me, a kid of the 80s, you probably loved professional wrestling at some point in your life. And one of the constant things of the 80s and 90s in professional wrestling was Bobby the Brain Heenan. Heenan was a wrestler for the longest time through the 70s, went through the territories, and then was hired by Vince McMahon in the WWF in the early 80s. Got to manage, check this out, this is an awesome list of characters he managed. He managed Andre the Giant, King Kong Bundy, Ravishing Rick Rude. He managed Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. He was also, a lot of people forget, when Ric Flair was having his problems with the WCW, Flair took his title over to the WWF for a few years, And Heenan was actually the manager of Ric Flair in the WWF. A lot of people forget about that. Go back and look at his match with The Undertaker. And you'll see what we're talking about. Already at this time is already in the booth. Really has some great chemistry. I think the best chemistry he had, with all due respect to Tony Schiavone, the best chemistry he had was with Gorilla Monsoon. And I'm not going to get into the infamous Nitro incident, because I'm not that big of the backstage guy. I can't talk about it because I wasn't backstage when all that stuff happened. But I do remember the night that, I think it was a couple days after Gorilla Monsoon had died. You know, the WWF obviously went out of their way, and because he was a big WWF guy, and at the time during the Monday Night Wars, you know, you didn't really want to mention the competition. But, you know, I mean, there's the man who sat beside Gorilla Monsoon for, God, what, a decade, and could only give a couple minute tribute. And again, I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but from what I understand, he was really angry about it. And rightfully so. So we lose Bobby the Brain Heenan, who was diagnosed with cancer in 2000, mouth cancer in 2004. And if you've seen the way he looks, or the way he looked in a lot of the more recent pictures, which he really, you know, kind of went away from the public spotlight for the longest time. I think probably from 06 until he died. He really wasn't in the public spotlight that much, and he just didn't look great. So that one really got to me. And we're going to miss Bobby the Brain Heenan as much. And really, like I said, he's, if you're like me, you're a kid of the 80s, you remember him on WWF programming, early WWF programming, because who can forget the first night of Monday Night Raw? I think that's one of the best memories of Bobby Heenan, Monday Night Raw. And this was near the end of his time with the WWF. I guess technically the first go around, he did sign a Legends contract. He tried to get into Monday Night Raw by dressing in drag near the end of this show. And Sean Mooney was standing outside. They had almost nothing for Sean Mooney to do at that time in the WWF. And he was standing outside. Bobby the Brain Heenan, what are you doing? So, anyways, that's one of my favorite memories of Bobby Heenan. But like I said, if you grew up in the 80s and 90s like I did, you know, it was Heenan and Monsoon for the longest time. And then when Heenan left, you kind of switched over to Monday Nitro. And there he was, proclaiming that Hulk Hogan was the third man in the NWO. And he knew this was coming for the longest time, if you ask him. So, again, we send our condolences to the families of Harry Dean Stanton and to Bobby Heenan. They both will be missed absolutely tremendously. But right now, we're going to get into some music, and we'll talk about a few other things coming up around the corner here on EMZT Radio.
Death is our love, wicked hearts to be high in a love, wild one to me. Oh, don't you know, to be free you run. It's only love, it's only
to do.
So last week at the box office, it was, well, it was it. It is it, yes. It made $158 million, $158,710,000. Now, this could be accounted for because of, well, everybody's excited for a new movie. This is not a remake. Please don't ever confuse it with a remake. I've had a lot of friends tell me I haven't had a chance to get to the movie theaters yet because, you know, it's been a very busy last couple weeks for me. I've had a lot of friends give me great reviews on it, so I'm definitely going to check that out here in the next couple of weeks. Now, part of that could be contributed to the fact that old Mr. Stephen King and Donald Trump have been going back and forth on Twitter, because the king of making no news into major news, just likes getting into pissing contests on Twitter, apparently. And then called for his supporters to boycott the movie. Looks like you lost this one, Donald. Just saying. Looking at some of the other horror flicks, or other flicks, I should say, that are in our little radar here that made the list. Annabelle Creation still manages a top five with almost $5.1 million. It's now made $97 million. Wind River made $4.7 million last week, so now they're up to $26.5 million. Spider-Man Homecoming, $2.7 million. They're now up to $328 million. The Dark Tower. There's another one of Stephen King's creations. Almost $1.1 million. It's now made almost $50 million since coming out. Looking at the DVD sales, of course, you know, the American version of Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, $46.6 million. Ghostbusters, surprisingly, now $36.8 million. Logan, $27.8 million. Underworld Blood Wars finally has come out, $12 million. A Madea Halloween, $10.5 million. Rob Zombie's 31 poster is on my wall. $3.8 million. Bride of Chucky, or Curse of Chucky, I should say. $3.4 million. Resident Evil, a final chapter, $6.5 million. Looking at the television viewership for last week, Salvation, 3.5 million viewers. Zoo, 2.5 million viewers. Midnight Texas, 2.5 million viewers. American Horror Story Cult, boy, the train is starting to derail with AHS. Not a lot of good reviews coming out after Cult. Now, I haven't seen the first episode yet, first couple of episodes, I should say. $2.3 million. Fear the Walking Dead, and it's a show I kind of got out of way back when, about episode 3. $2.1 million. I'm not saying it's a bad show. I just, not my thing. The Sinner is $1.8 million. Don't have the numbers yet. I take that back. The final episode of The Strain, 837,000 viewers, I should say. All right. Well, that takes care of that. That's your entertainment look for the week.
Hello, horror fans. My name's Douglas McCambridge, and along with my co-host Jamie Lorello, we run a podcast called Good Times, Great Movies, where we review movies from the craziest decade, the 1980s. In October, we do horror movies and horror movies alone, so we're reaching out to you, the listener / horror fan, to recommend movies you want to hear us talk about. Tweet to us at GTGMcast. Find us on Facebook, listen to the podcast, Good Times, Great Movies. Let us know what horror movies from that decade you want us to talk about. If we choose yours, you win a prize. It'll be something awesome. Blu-rays. That's what I'm going to say. All right, hope to hear from you.
So science fiction fans need to rejoice because the Philip K. Dick Science Film Festival has been announced, the fourth year of this, and it will be in Cologne, Germany, October 27th and 28th, and Lille, France, on November the 2nd and 3rd. When it's in Germany, it will be at the Film Club 813 EV. That's in Hahnstrasse in Cologne. Check this out. The Transhuman Seduction, that's your first block. It'll be from 7 to 9. You'll see Breaker. These are all short films, by the way. Longest is 30 minutes. Breaker, Convergence, Hum, Sociopaths, Nikoro, Upload, Mayflower will be your block one. And block two, all short films. Again, these are all short film festivals. You have No Guarantee, Zardoz, Tears in the Rain, After We Left Our Homes, The Parcel, Moving On, Adam, and Split Ticket. Coming to the Hahnstrasse on Saturday, October the 28th, The Lurking Shadow will see A Penny Dropped, The Plan, Abracadabra, Exposure, The Dollhouse, Beyond the Doors, Beastly Things, Bride of Frankie, and finally, Lost and Remembrance is the last block for the German portion of the festival, and it will be a two-hour film, 9 to 11, actually 86 minutes is the running time for Alea. That is a man haunted with the mysterious death of his four-year-old sister. Brings her back to life 30 years later with dire consequences. So check that out. Dee Wallace is in that from E.T. if you're interested. Coming to Le Hebride in Rue Gosselet. That's Lille, France. I can always never pronounce Lille for some reason. We have their block one will be Doppelganger, and it will be Adam Piper. These are all, again, short films. Adam Piper, Buddha of Superposition, Quantum Satori, Transmission, Neverness, Monsieur Hernst, and Flutter. Block two will be The Shadow Emerges, Popsy, Synchronous, The Bridge, and Eldritch Place. Now, November the 3rd, this is Thursday and Friday, if you're wondering. Adam, this is the block one on Friday, will be After the Apocalypse, and it's Adam, Naterno, Epilogue, Oak, The Plan, and Methane Mama. And finally, block two, Man and Machine. You'll have Juliet, The Weaving, Io, Answer Me, The Other World, and Orbital Inn. Of course, you can go to Philip K. Dick Film Festival-Europe.com to check that out. We will have that on the show notes when the podcast is released on Tuesday. Of course, you can go also go to the individual websites of the theaters. That is for the Hahnstrasse, Cologne, Germany. It is filmclub-813.de, €6. Is the regular price. The student discount is €5, and the film club membership is €4. In France, the venue website is Le Hybride, that is LHYBRIDE.org, and it's €4 for the France. And of course, if you are a member of the Hybride, you will get free admission. Of course, the Philip K. Dick European Science Film Festival, Science Fiction Film Festival, I should say, launched in October 2013 and has screened events in Lille, Cologne, Lille, France, Cologne, Germany, and Lutz, Poland. Sarah, if you're listening to this, please tell me if I got that right. Organized by individuals and filmmakers who understand both the challenges and rewards of telling a unique story in an independent environment, the festival represents the deep analyses and philosophical views of internationally renowned novelist Philip K. Dick, whose work inspired generations of writers and filmmakers from around the world. In spotlighting such genius, this festival is created for filmmakers by filmmakers. So check that out when it comes coming up here in October.
To me, drinking your tea.
Well, I know this is an indie movie podcast. I actually have to admit, I'm genuinely excited about some of the news that came out this week, and that is Jamie Lee Curtis herself has announced, yes, she's back. That's right, a new movie just currently titled Halloween is in the works at the moment. It's through Blumhouse, Miramax, Trinkus, and Roughhouse Pictures, with an October 19, 2018 release on the slate. The new movie is written by David Gordon Green and Danny McBride, with Green also taking his seat in the director's chair. John Carpenter, for those of you wondering, will be producing and is in talks to score the picture. So John Carpenter, not only do we get Jamie Lee Curtis back in Halloween, but we get John Carpenter back. Blumhouse Productions tweeted out, Jamie Lee Curtis returns to her iconic role as Laurie Strode in Halloween. Yeah, baby. Released by Universal Pictures October 19th, 2018, and you can hashtag it Halloween movie. Jamie Lee Curtis tweets out, same porch, same clothes, same issues, 40 years later. Headed back to Haddonfield one last time for Halloween. Oh, and she's in her clothes and on the set, and Michael Myers is right behind her. Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Curtis previously starred as Laurie Strode, Michael Myers' sister, in Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween H2O, and Halloween Resurrection. Laurie Strode's life came to an end by the mass killer's knife in the beginning of Halloween Resurrection, so it'll be interesting to see how big of a deal it is rectified when Halloween hits theaters October 19th, 2018. Maybe, just maybe, maybe, who knows? Anyways, check that out. Halloween is back. Jamie Lee Curtis is back in it, and I can't be more excited. Cinema and Something Weird announced their first two volumes in the new Racy Reels from the Something Weird Vault 19 Cinema series. Now, this is the best of sexploitation. Sexploitation movies, as most of you know. If you need a little bit of explanation for that, you might be a little bit of the younger crowd. Sexploitation was huge in the grindhouse scene, and of course, I think it's pretty self-explanatory at that point what it is. These are some softcore porn movies. Yes, they are what most of us about 30 to 35 call late-night Showtime movies. They are sizzling softcore, soft X, smut from the 70s, the cold from the down and dirty film vaults of Something Weird, and it will bring you the finest motion picture entertainment from that explosive era. Here we go. Volume 1 will be cries of ecstasy, blows of death, and invasion of the love drones. In Cries of Ecstasy, Blows of Death, it is human struggle to survive a barren planet populated by roving bands of biker gangs. Yes, this came out before Mad Max, by the way, but it is kind of a plot. Armed only with some killer kung fu moves and a willingness to get down with just about anybody. Starring Sandy Carey, Kim Liu, and the ubiquitous Uschi Dygard, Cries of Ecstasy, Blows of Death is a dystopian action film tailor-made for lovers of 70s sexploitation. Now, 1977's Invasion of the Love Drones. Yes, that might be actually a play of a movie. I think it came out in 76 called Invasion of the B-Girls. Welcome to the Erogenous Zone. In tows a Rod Sterling-esque voice. I did that wrong. I probably should reread. You know, I'm going to reread that just for you guys. Welcome to the Erogenous Zone. Intones a Rod Sterling-esque voice as we dive into 1977's Invasion of the Love Drones, an absurd and ambitious and ultra-stylish sci-fi romp in which Eric Edwards is enlisted by aliens to defeat a nuclear-tipped rocket from their mothership by causing an interplanetary orgasm, because of course. Starring Bree Anthony, Jennifer Jordan, and with an appearance by Jamie Gillis. Yeah. In Volume 2, Female Chauvinists and Hot Connections. We have found a serpent in the Garden of Eden, cries Miss Fula Bull, the leader of the militant group of feminists in Female Chauvinists, 1976. One of two wacky 1970s satires of the women's lib movement in this double feature Blu-ray DVD combo from Pop Cinema and Something Weird. Now, this is interesting. The plotline of this, after infiltrating a feminist training camp, a recruit hires her boyfriend as the handyman, where he is discovered by the militant leader and is scheduled for castration. Taking pity on him, the ladies decide to keep him around as a stud. Yeah. Proving not all feminists are hardcore lesbians. That was something I read. Okay, please don't send any hate mail. Female Chauvinist features a bevy of grindhouse stars, including the beautiful Roxanne Brewer. Uschi Dygard is back in this one, and Candy Samples. Now, Hot Connections is a switchboard operator becomes pregnant by her married boss. The ladies and wives of the phone company get their revenge on him in a saucy comedy featuring Renee Bond, Tally Wright, and Mindy Brandt. Additional updates will be available in early 2018. Now, I didn't see a release date on this. Yeah, okay, there it is. The first two volumes in the series are scheduled for release on February 13th and February 27th, 2018. So check Amazon or wherever you buy your films today. Check it out.
You love midnight movies, don't you? But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV. The first viral television on the web, Black Flag TV is entirely dedicated to haunting horror, science fiction, and cult movies. Broadcasting live, 24 hours a day, obscure independent movies and classic horror. Make Black Flag TV your sanctuary for the horror genre.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Visit us now, blackflag.tv.
That's going to do it for EMZT Radio this week. I want to thank everybody for bearing with me here as we get back to normal after hurricanes and sickness and weird things that just haven't gone right. And of course, Labor Day weekend. Bane will probably be back next week. She was just ill over the weekend, so when we recorded this, she wasn't available. Anyways, check us out anywhere you go. We're now on Live 365. That's where you can hear the show Monday and Thursday nights. Right here on Live 365. Of course, you can just look up EMZT Radio on the when you get into the search bar. That's EMZT Radio. Of course, check us out on our website as well. We have a link to our Live 365 page there. EMZTProductions.us. Of course, check out our Audible. EMZT will get you a discount there. Get you a free month of Audible. Don't forget to check out our t-shirt shop. Of course, you can support us in another way. If you want to buy a t-shirt, there'll be plenty of other things coming soon to the t-shirt store. Just haven't had the time to have make designs yet or really put anything up. Let's see what else we can do. Of course, if you want to be our patron on Patreon, we are going to be putting in some new perks soon. As far as that goes, we're working with some people right now in order to, you know, get some cool shit to you. I think that's going to just about do it this week for us. Check us out, Podbean, anywhere you go. Check out the Podern family, of course. We're going to try to start having the Podern family on every once in a while, maybe a couple of round tables. Also, we're going to try to start live streaming some of the interviews as well. This will be coming up soon, too. We're probably going to start having a live stream show in by the middle of October, I think, is what we're aiming for a live stream show. That'll be on our Twitch channel, EMZT Gaming. That's G-A-M-E-I-N-G-I-N-G. Or G-A-M-E-I-N-I-N-G. Yes, I misdid it when I did it. We'll have something up there soon as well. We're going to try to start doing some live shows on that. Anyways, for Bane Hellborn, I am the infamous one. We'll see you soon. Toast.
Look at me, Damien. It's all for you.
Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Red rum. Red rum.